Over the past couple of weeks, I've watched three very well-made documentaries about jazz musicians. Not only did they inform me about particular artists, but more generally, they reminded me of how a good documentary gives us a window into the sometimes opaque world of complicated art. The three people these films focused on were pianist Thelonious Monk, trumpet player Lee Morgan, and saxophonist John Coltrane. None of them led simple lives, and none had simplistic ideas about what he was doing with his music. In these films, you get a sense of Monk's genius as a composer despite his troubled mind. You get a taste of Morgan's technical mastery of his instrument far beyond his years. And you hear John Coltrane's intense creativity and emphatic spiritual component that he put into his music. Documentaries are useful when one is dealing with an art form that's abstract or one not immediately self-explanatory. I love jazz, but I'll be the first to admit that it can be a bit off-putting. Creative artists often seem unable to distill what they do down into pithy sound bites. Watching these films reminded me of another favorite, a fine but rough 1973 documentary entitled Painters Painting. In that one, you see artists like Barnett Newman and Robert Rauschenberg get tongue-tied when they try to answer pointed questions about their work. But when they open up and begin talking at length about what they're thinking as they paint, viewers get insight into what they're doing. Modern painters may seem intentionally obscure on the surface, but they're usually not being that way on purpose. Even an artist as complicated as Thelonious Monk can be understood a little more clearly when a documentary film takes you into the way he approached his art and how other players tried to understand what he was up to. Watching Monk and a sax player going over a complicated piece Monk has written and the sax player not quite getting it at first helps the viewer. As Monk explains it to him, he's explaining it to us, too. One thing you get from these documentaries is the absolute centrality of community in the process of artistic creation. Whether they are jazz players or avant-garde artists, or for that matter, local amateur watercolorists, artists feed off each other. They reach new levels of achievement from their interaction with like-minded souls. A longer look afforded by a documentary offsets that inherent inability of great artists to explain what they're doing and why. A documentary lets you just see it in action. Your appreciation of art, and therefore your life, will be richer for it.